Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks, black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks, B-L-A-X, black, B-L-A-C-K, and proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X, capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Jambo, hello. How's everybody? Monday, the second day of the week. Today, blacks, BLAX, black, BLACK, radio, we're going to talk about the master of music, sir, Mr. Miles Dewey Davis III. Born May 26, Gemini, and went home September the 28th, 91. He is the master of music because before and after, there is no one who can create a 40-plus minute song. And then after it's over, you're angry because it's over. Not once, not twice, but several times his music is like that. He defiled. let me rephrase this. Let me say this correctly. There is no definition of his music. He said it himself, social. Social. He is not to be defined in one genre of music. For Miles Davis created genres. There was no such thing as per se genres. Like it's some people that say when he started using electric, he changed and was disrespecting jazz. Excuse me? Excuse me? Sir, Mr. Miles Dewey Davis III did what he's supposed to do. He took music to places where there's nowhere else to go. If you listen to Miles Davis, you can hear jazz, you can hear rock, you can hear pop, you can hear country, you can hear everything. You can hear everything. He got a song, Red China Blue. Yeah. Miles is the master of music who took music to where it is impossible to go any further. He taught me how to play the trumpet. I am not that proficient, but I am that proficient for the simple fact of I heard what he said. He said, play the note between the note. And somebody once asked me, ain't that like a blind person or, you know, and I was like, no. Because they have braille. He has ears. He is taught a range. But me, myself, per se, I play the trumpet with no formal training. So therefore, I'm trained by Miles because Miles says, play the note between the note. And since I don't know the note, I can play the note between the note. If you listen to Miles, you can hear where he just blowing through the trumpet and he's holding it and he's vibrating and he's making these explicit sounds, moves and rhythms within his music. I was talking to somebody just yesterday, we was talking about Miles Davis, and he was talking about how he went to a concert and how Miles, at the beginning of the concert, turned his back to the crowd. And it gave me the opportunity to explain to him I never met Miles Davis, but I know about knowledge maestros. Maestros come out, look at the crowd, take a bow to the crowd, and they turn their back because they have to instruct the orchestra. If you came to look and see me in my face, this is the wrong set. Miles Davis, the maestro, he turned his back to the crowd, not to disrespect the crowd, but to acknowledge those who he is playing his music with, because they didn't practice all week long. Now, in order for this to continue and for this to come out correctly, we have to face each other, because that's what we've been doing all week long. My back was never to who I'm playing my music with. And when I said that to him, he's like, okay, I got you, I got you, I got you. But he's like, man, he played the music and then he cut it short and left. Exactly. I just see it. Just like I told him, he played the music for 40-something minutes. 40-something minutes? And then you mad when he stopped, homie, because the master of music has that kind of influence once you get into real true jazz. One more time. My jazz introduction was Donald Byrd, the album Blackbird, with the first song being Flight Time. No singing, no nothing, but boom, 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 and boom, 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 and you take flight. Ooh, it's an airplane taking flight, and you take flight. And that's the name of it, Flight Time. But I didn't truly fall in love with jazz until my big sis gave me the cassette, Miles Davis, Bitches Brew. When I got hold of Miles Davis, Bitches Brew, it was over with. I fell in love with Miles Davis and been in love with him ever since, for he is the master of music, because if you pay attention to his music, you can hear it all. You can hear it all, because he took it there one more time. Anyhow, as always, speaking upon the blacks, B-L-A-X, black, B-L-A-C-K, men and women who changed the three W's, the whole wide world. Sir, Mr. Miles Dewey Davis III, who took music to where there's nowhere else you can take it. To paraphrase one of his songs, I love tomorrow. Yeah, to paraphrase one of his songs, I love tomorrow. Because he was all about taking the music to the next phase. And that next phase is not today, but what? Tomorrow. To paraphrase Miles Davis, I love tomorrow. As always, in ending, Asante Sana. Thank you very much. Multiple Panda, one love. Raka. Blessings. Amani Kutoka. You. Peace from above. Sir, Mr. Miles Dewey Davis III.